Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For the past 36 years, our next guest's business school has ranked in the top three nationally for its international business program, including the last 11 straight as number one. Rohit Verma is Dean of the Darla Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia, and he joins us now by phone. Rohit, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Congratulations on being number one again, 11 years straight. It's pretty impressive.
Yes, indeed. We are all very thankful for the recognition we have received. It's just an endorsement of a comprehensive set of programs and initiatives we have over a long period of time, and it's good to see it recognized that way.
And now, how many students graduate from this program each year on average?
So this program is our flagship program, and we don't want it to be a very big program. So our goal is to always keep it between 30 to 40 students every year. And this is a two-year-long program, so there's an overlap between two batches at any given point.
And which countries are the most popular in this program, or which ones are the ones that you see most students gravitating towards?
Most of our students are from the United States, but there many of them have either lived abroad or they were born and then they came to America for studies. In terms of where these students come from, it varies quite a bit from batch to batch. Typically, we get one to two students from a given country. So, for example, we have many students from Europe and one to two from big countries in Europe like Germany, France, United Kingdom. We have students from India. We have students from Southeast Asia, some from China. Depending on the year, we get some students from various countries in South America like Brazil, Argentina, and so on. So it actually varies quite a bit. It also depends on which part of the world is showing significant growth, and so we start seeing more students come from that part of the world.
All right. Now, once they graduate, where are they going? Back to these countries, or are the U.S. students going abroad? In any particular regions that you see?
So actually, that also varies quite a bit, not just based on the year, but during the career stage of a given student. When they are ready to graduate, most of students in this program, they are looking for the best opportunity for professional development. And oftentimes, these are in large multinational companies located either in America or any place else in the world. As you know, for an international student to work in the United States, they need to have approval for visa to work. And so sometimes that affects who chooses to work here or chooses to go back to their home countries. But what we have noticed after, I talk to alumni of this program all the time around the world, and what I have noticed is that as their career evolves, the students change their location. Many American students have started working and spending considerable part of their career in places like Hong Kong and Shanghai and London. And we also see the reverse, where many international students have gone back to their home countries, and then later in their career, they were reappointed by an internationally known company to America or Europe.
And then what careers are you seeing that are most popular as they launch out of the nest at the Moore School's International Business Program? Is it management? Is it accounting? Is it finance?
So international business builds on all the functional disciplines. We don't have a very specialized focus on any one of these areas you just mentioned. So, and given the small number of students, less than 40 and a little bit more than 30, what we see is that our students go in various professions. Some popular area will be, consulting in financial analysis type of work with some strategy work. Several students go in supply chain, which is increasingly very global. We also see a group of students who are focused on marketing, but with a very multinational perspective, if you will. So we see quite a range of careers. This is a program which touches many industries and many disciplines. And when we just look at a long-term trend, I think we can see our students excelling in all of these areas.
Well, Rohit, once again, congratulations on holding down that number one spot, and thank you so much for the update.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Rohit Verma is Dean of the Darlamore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. We will have a link to the school posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.